are back on, and the commission meeting will resume for TC06-178 and 188 on the addendum part of our agenda. We are considering items that and motions to compel. Are there motions by the commission or questions at this juncture?
Well, I've got four of them that I'm in agreement with. The other four, I'd like to hear the other commissioners maybe why I'm in agreement. But I'll start with the four that I feel are kind of cut and dry. So in TC06-178 and TC06-188, in the arguments in support of the redacted materials outlined 612 confidential, item 4, page 25, MFN termination rights, I motion to deny the motion to compel. Item 5, page 43, termination, I motion to deny the motion to compel.
Which page was that?
Page 43.
Thank you.
Termination. In page 44, termination for convenience, I motion to deny the motion to compel.
Is that item 6?
Item 6, yes.
Thank you.
And item 8, appendix 5, service level agreements, I motion to grant the motion to compel. I'll start with those four.
Discussion on that motion?
I love it.
I'll call for the vote then. Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. Motion carries. Commissioner Kolbeck, did you have anything further?
I'll yield the floor to see if another commissioner has a motion on the other floor to see where that lies.
I do not have page numbers, however, perhaps you can help me with that. Items 1 and 2 in the Swiftel brief and item 1 in the Sprint brief is on page 1. I would move to deny that motion. Is there a discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
I would vote aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
I would vote aye on that.
Commissioner Hanson? Motion carries. Item 3, page 20, item 3, page 20, I move to deny the motion to compel. Is there a discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hanson votes aye. Commissioner Kolbeck?
I'll vote aye.
Motion carries. Item 7. Which is on page appendix 1. I move to grant the motion to compel. Discussion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye. And that is presumably only as it has to do with service territories that Swiftel serves as the ILAC.
Thank you for pointing that out, yes. Commissioner Kolbeck?
I'm going to vote no on that.
Commissioner Hanson votes yes. Motion carries. Item number 8. Item 7. Okay, we did that item 8 with Commissioner Kolbeck.
I
thought the very last one is there. I thought there was one more.
I had, and we may need to double check, but I had believed that Commissioner Hanson's first motion with regard to Section 1, the term. I didn't hear him mention as well Section 2, dealing with Page 2, the same term conditions.
I stated Items 1 and 2, however, okay. I may not have stated the page number.
Okay, gotcha. And I probably heard Section 2 and then heard Page 2 in my mind, but regardless, I'm fine with your motion in either case.
Okay, so. Great. Thank you. And are there any other motions to be made on this? If not, does that complete the two dockets, or is there more on those dockets.
No, that completes it. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I ask a question?
Yes, Mr. Sack, go ahead.
In light of the fact that this hearing is scheduled for next week, can there be a date when the information must be provided?
Mr. Kennedy, is there any reason it can't be provided today?
I presume, Ms. Weiss, in response to your question and Ms. Sisak's question, that this will have to be run through some discussion at both my company or my client's headquarters and Mr. Wieczorek's. I would think that perhaps Thursday noon is a more reasonable deadline to get those things accomplished. Unfortunately, we're just still in that summertime vacation season where these things are more difficult than they would be in November or March, for example.
What day of the week next week is the hearing to begin? Tuesday? Wednesday. Ms. Sisak, your thoughts on Thursday noon?
Well, the other point that I wanted to bring up was when the parties had agreed to a procedural schedule, there was a contingency that if information was required to be provided, we would have an opportunity to file testimony. And that means if they don't provide the information until Thursday noon, it would be unlikely that we would be able to evaluate it to determine whether or not we need to file testimony until probably right before the hearing. So if that's acceptable to everyone, then Thursday noon is acceptable to us.
Staff, do you have any recommendations? Do we need to take some time on this?
Mr. Sack, how was it? I'm sorry, I was whispering to Ms. Weiss trying to come up with a resolution. I missed how you would anticipate dealing with presentation of testimony. And as I understand, the testimony you'd be allowed to introduce is restricted to these very items that now your motion was granted, correct?
That's my understanding.
And how did you still want to, or could we do in-person testimony regarding these particular items at the hearing?
Well, I mean, if in-person is fine, that's fine with FIFTA. I was just saying that if we needed to pre-file, if we did not receive the information until Thursday noon, it would be hard to pre-file before the hearing. But if there is no need for us to pre-file, that's acceptable to FIFTA as well.
What do the other parties think? Any comments?
This is Calvary Wieczorek on behalf of Sprint. Given the limited amount of the testimony would just be restricted to these items, I think a short pre-filing the day before the hearing would be acceptable to us. I don't anticipate it being given what's being turned over here, and it's being restricted to those issues to be very lengthy.
That'd be fine with staff. I agree, it'll be very limited testimony.
If I understand the comment, that would be we would file testimony by the 19th?
Yes.
That's acceptable to FIFTA.
Does that work for everyone? Everyone's nodding here.
Yes, Commissioner, this is Brett Kennecke. That's acceptable. Thank you.
And I just had one final question. I would like to get a copy of the transcript of this proceeding. Is there some kind of formal process I need to do that?
I don't believe there's a...
You just need to contact the court reporter.
A formal process.
Thank you. And is that Ms. Whittier?
Sherry Whittler, yes.
Thank you.
Any further questions at this time? If not, we will continue with the matter of the request for certification regarding use of Federal Universal Service Support in dockets TC08-064 066, 068, 69, 70, 74, 84, 85, 91, 92, and TC08-094. The first item, first docketed item we will look at then is TC08-064. The question before the commission on all of these dockets is today shall the commission provide certification to the Federal Communications Commission and to the Universal Service Administration Company regarding the plan for use of federal universal service support as proposed. And secondly, shall the commission provide a certification that Quest is offering rates comparable to other carriers. This time, first we'll check the phone line to see if folks have been able to get back on the phone. Mr. Wieczorek, you have some items here coming up. Are you on the phone?
I am, Commissioner.
And I believe, Ms. Sisak, your work is done. Ryan Taylor?
I'm on the phone, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Kramer?
I'm on the phone.
Mr. Otto?
I'm on the phone.
And Ms. Savold, do you have anything on this? Yes, you do. Ms. Savold, are you on? TC08086 won't be up for a little bit here. Perhaps she's waiting for that. So the first item on this agenda we will proceed with this time is TC08-064. And who?
This would be Mr. Kramer is on, I believe, for this one, and I would just state to the commissioners, to the extent they have any questions that deal with the confidential information that is filed, again, we'll have to go off the line.
Thank you for pointing that out. Jim, glad you could be here.
Thank you.
Mr. Kramer?
Yes.
Please proceed.
Is James Goff there?
Yes, James is here. Did you wish him to take the lead?
I suspect he will, as he did the last time that we were there. Mr. Chairman, James, are you prepared to?
Yes, I can answer any questions you have.
Can you hear him all right?
I can, yes.
Great. Please proceed, James.
I just would make myself available to any questions the commissioners have.
Commissioner, excuse me, staff, have anything? Ms. LeBray-Baker?
Staff has reviewed the filings. James Valley has filed according to the commission's administrative rules for the certification of their use of federal universal service support. They have certified that their support will be used in a manner that is consistent with the federal universal service provisions of 47 U.S.C. Section 254, and staff recommends the commission grant the request for certification and issue the certification letters to FCC and USAC.
Thank you. Because there are so many of these, I will go through all of them without a motion unless there is one that seems challenging or some concerns with, and then we can take a motion on all of the others unless there's objection to that. Are there any questions on this item by commission? Commissioner Johnson?
We may need to be confidential for this, but I didn't see... I'll speak in generalities. You know, on the proposed improvements for next year, there were some dollar figures put in, but not necessarily an explanation, you know, for a layperson like myself of what those dollar figures mean or represent as far as, I'll just throw out a possibility, number of towers that might be erected. I'd be interested in that information from Mr. Groff, but certainly, Mr. Groff, if you want to go into confidential prior to answering that question.
I don't think there's any need for that. We anticipated that there would be, we had substantially built out our network in previous years, and we expected and suspected that there would maybe be some small areas that we would maybe need to put up some repeater sites or things like that to fill in some holes, and so we allowed some funds for that.
So, and I understand what you're saying about the repeater sites sort of filling in the map a little bit, but so is your representation of the commission that by and large you nearly fully broke out your service territory?
Correct.
I want to print out a bunch of maps. Was there one filed with this packet?
Jim, do you recall? I guess I don't recall what we did in this document.
There were no maps filed.
I believe, Commissioner Johnson, this is Karen Kramer. In talking to Harlan about this, he said that the map they filed, I believe last year, because it did not change, he just referred to that map himself.
And Ms. Kramer, do you know if it was Mr. Best's opinion or if it's your opinion that that map does represent an attempt to build out throughout the service territory within a reasonable time frame by James Valley Wireless?
I believe in speaking with Harlan yesterday that, yes, he felt that they had accomplished that.
Okay. Well, and at this point, I don't have a map in front of me. I certainly don't want to hold up this proceeding, but, you know, certainly subject to check and, you know, next year. Just because we're saying at this point that it may have been a reasonable build-out plan, I don't know that I would feel comfortable saying that next year. So just so you know, Mr. Graff. So, thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion on this item?
And I appreciate Mr. Graff's willingness to answer some general questions without shutting everybody down off the phone lines.
You're welcome.
Thank you. TC08-066, in the matter of the request for Midstate Telecom Incorporated for certification regarding its use of Federal Universal Service Support. Mr. Taylor. Mr. Taylor?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anything you wish to present on this item?
At this point, I would rely on the submission to the commission and in response to staff questions, unless there are further questions from staff or the commissioners themselves.
Thank you. Is there anything further to be heard on this item?
Staff has reviewed the filing. They have filed according to the Commission's administrative rules regarding certification of their use of Federal Universal Service Support, and the company has certified that their support will be used in a manner that's consistent with the Federal Universal Service provisions, and staff recommends the Commission grant the request for certification and issue the certification letters to the FCC and USAC.
Thank you. Anyone further? If not, we will move to TC08-068. Excuse me, Commissioner Johnson, did you have a question on the previous one?
I did. I'm sorry. I was asleep at the switch a little bit there, Mr. Chairman.
This is on 066.
Yeah, right, Midstate. And again, I'll ask my question generally, and if we need to, petitioner isn't comfortable answering it in the open session, that's fine. But on Exhibit B, which was filed confidential, there are numbers listed under additions for switching and cable or wire. And I sort of expected that those numbers would jive with those that were on page 2 of Exhibit B. And they don't, and I wonder if I'm missing something.
Mr. Commissioner, that is likely a typographical error. I think they should.
Okay, so, and again, I'll try to talk around this, but on page 2 of your filing, we have estimated capital expenditures each year. The sum line in the column of 2009, that number, am I right in that that should correspond to the, on page 1, the total line underneath additions?
It should. On the second page of Exhibit B.
Okay. That makes more sense. Thanks for that. Do we need?
I apologize for the confusion, Mr. Commissioner.
Do we need to? I mean, I'm fine taking action today if the commission so desires. But do we need a revised filing in our docket to ensure we get the right information there?
I think the commission could probably still act on it, but maybe make it subject to them correcting that
sure.
page.
Sure. And then,
yeah, correct the page.
In your letter, you note that the company wasn't able to provide service to a certain number of customers that is investigating new technologies. Is there any idea or a timeline of when those customers, when that technology might be able to be brought online to more fully serve the requests?
I'm not sure I can give you a definite answer on that, Mr. Commissioner. The areas that we are unable to serve at the present time are on the extreme outlying edges of the Chamberlain Exchange, and it's largely due to the topography of the area. It's really even next to the Missouri River. And in the more rural areas, they are using a wireless array in order to provide that service. So that is the problem. I'm not sure I can give you a definite answer as to when that technology would become available.
Well, and you know, I'm just one commissioner, but you know, that number of potential customers is, I mean, in absolute terms, I suppose it seemed a little small, but it is quite a bit higher than I think we normally see in these ETC filings. And so, and I, this commission, I don't know if we've ever determined exactly what, you know, a reasonable build-out, a reasonable time frame is, but, I mean, I'd be interested in, you know, maybe having more information in next year's filing for Mid-State about a timeline as rough or as estimate, and as much guesswork as it might be, a timeline from when they would see the deployment of technologies to respond to those requested service, those service requests. And that's all I've got, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
Thank you. Because there's an exception on this particular one, we should take a motion at this time and have that subject to correcting the page that you brought forward. Is there a motion?
I would move that we make the proper filings, USAC and who else, the FCC, I think, subject to Mid-State's filing a revised Exhibit B.
Thank you. In discussion on that motion? Commissioner Johnson?
Aye.
Commissioner Kolbeck?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. TC08-068 in the matter of request from RCC Minnesota. Discussion, Mr. Otto.
I guess Mr. Talbot, would you?
Oh, yeah. That's,
Mr. Wazorik?
Yes, that's fine. Commissioner, we submitted the paperwork required by the administrative rules on this. It shows the build-out and the planned build-out over the next several years. And I believe we fully complied with the rules. Mr. Otto is on the line, though, for any direct questions on specific issues that I can't answer.
Thank you, Mr. Resort. Are there any questions by the commissioners?
Yes, I have a question, I guess. It was five, let's just say it was five confidential.
Yeah.
I think.
Do you need to ask?
First, before we do that, then, we'll ask Ms. LeBray-Baker if she has anything on 068, and then we'll go into confidential.
Staff just concurs with Mr. Wazorik that the company did file according to the administrative rules for certification of their use of federal universal service support, and they have certified that they would use their support in a manner that is consistent with the federal universal service provisions, and we recommend that the commission grant the request for certification and issue certification letters to the FCC and USAC.
Thank you. We will go into executive session then on this item, and anyone who is not a party to this will need to hang up the phone and wait until the web comes back.